Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rate a Loid, a Vocaloid ranking and review podcast. I am your host, a known coward and a proud fool, JT, and joining me today in the Miku place of ideas is my favorite Kagabune Lin lookalike. It is Harper.
Hello, it is me, your local internet twink.
Yeah.
Yes.
You really are. So we've come here today to do a terrible, terrible idea. Harper, do you want to explain why we're doing this idea, or should I take it?
I think we could give an explanation, but no one will, like, it won't make sense.
They won't really feel like the vibe that we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we live together, and Harper turns to me, and he just goes, "Hey, Vocaloid, huh?" And I have this moment of like, you know, I don't really know what Vocaloid are. We should explore this.
It was shocking because Vocaloid was such a influential part of my young middle school life, which, boy, has led to a lot of reasons why the way I am.
You know, it explains a lot. And today, what we have done is we've created a podcast where we will go through every Vocaloid chronologically, review them, rank them, and find conclusively who the best Vocaloid is.
And now you may be thinking, is this a meme? Yes, it's a meme taken too far.
Far too far. We've been given too much responsibility. Zane, who is manning the boards today, has given us far too much power. He's nodding. He admits it. I would like to make one thing clear before we start this. We are not reviewing Miku. Miku is too powerful. No. Miku transcends just Vocaloid. Miku invented Minecraft. We cannot review Miku.
We stan a Miku.
We stan a Miku. Harper, do you want to give us a rundown of what a Vocaloid actually is?
So if you've decided to listen to this podcast not knowing what Vocaloid is, first of all, you're extremely brave. And so I'm out here supporting and loving you, and I'm going to tell you what Vocaloid is. But I'm going to start with a quote from one of the people who voiced a Vocaloid. It says, "You can't fight progress, no matter how strange it sounds." And I think that really just encapsulates the Vocaloid mood. So what Vocaloids are, they are a voice synthesizer software, and they each have a humanistic, well, it's an anime mascot. They've been personified as anime. The most popular being, of course, Miku, who is now a world-renowned virtual idol. If you're thinking about those, like, holographic performances where, like, the singers are up there but they're a hologram
and you all got your glow sticks,
Miku did that first.
Miku is a hero. Miku did that for us.
So yes,
that's the big rundown of what Vocaloid is. I'd say
they're a voice bank, and people, yeah, and they were given little mascots, and people loved the mascots and then did a lot of things with those mascots.
Wrote some fan fiction, did some bad fan art, did some good fan art.
There's some good artists in the Vocaloid community.
It's true. And there's some fan fiction that we will be talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Before we get into our first review, how's the week been, Harper?
Boy. It be a week.
It's been one of them. What anime are you watching?
Oh, you know I'm watching that good Demon Slayer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's animation.
It's so much money. It's so much money in one animation.
Can you feel the money?
I do, and I love it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It's the one time that I absolutely just love money everywhere.
We live in a capitalist hellhole, but sometimes the money good.
It's just so good. They fight so cool. It's like, I know nothing about Japanese history or their tradition, but damn, they really made it look cool.
All that matters. Looks pretty, I'm in.
Yeah, basically.
I've just been watching JoJo. with you constantly.
Oh, I did watch that, yes.
And Gundam. That's really... I'm doing Gundam chronologically as well. I'll do a lot of chronological things around here.
Those are our top recommendations for the week and will probably continue to be our top recommendations.
Yeah, it's nothing else. It's just Gundam, folks. Watch those big robots. War sucks. Well, I think we should get into our review, maybe.
Absolutely.
I want to be clear. We are starting with Mako. We are skipping the first three ever Vocaloids, Leon, Lola, and Miriam, because they weren't given personalities, and that's useless to us. Get out of here. There's no point to it. They're automatically at the bottom of the list.
If you cannot look at them and assume that they come from some anime, and then try to like look up their names and then episode one next to their names, and you can't find it, then that... It's
what's the point?
What's the point? We've got to think it's anime.
We're here for anime twinks. It's just, that's our brand.
Yes.
Okay, so Mako. Mako, as a bit of history, was released in 2004, which, according to the anime character wiki, was an excellent year for anime.
Oh, don't you remember 2004? I do. Just like it was yesterday. I was six.
But boy, howdy, the anime good.
I think I really liked... I don't think I even knew what Pokemon was back then.
Hey, Gundam came out in 2004. That's a good sign.
Then it was a good year for anime.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, which is, I think, the weakest of the Yu-Gi-Ohs.
Phone.
Wait, no, that's the edgy Yu-Gi-Oh! That's a pretty good one.
They invented Edge in 2004.
Got to admire them for it.
Oh, they're just emo heritage right
there. Trendsetters. They made the scene. It's good.
It's good.
We shall get into the nitty-gritty. Everyone who is listening, please look up a picture of Mako the Vocaloid, probably by Googling Mako the Vocaloid, spelled M-E-I-K-O, and we'll get a look at appearance. Do you want to start, Harper, or shall I?
You start.
Okay, so Mako, let's describe Mako's appearance real quick.
No.
No? Well, okay. Mako is sort of like a rock star-looking idol here, wearing a very fashionable red skirt. It's actually just a red theme and like a very nice like crop top. It's good. I'm a fan of it for the most part.
I just feel like her skirt is, and like I'm not hating on her style. Like, I can't pull that off. She's so valid. But I do feel like her skirt is just red latex wrapped around her with a zip up the side.
Yeah, that's a real valid point that has made this a lot worse to look at, actually.
I'm pointing out the truth here.
You're pointing out the truth and I respect it. I have to say, I'm a fan of it. I just have one real exception, which is that what the fuck are the boots?
I'm sorry. The boots are my favorite part.
You mean the boots that are black boots with a brown sock over the top of them?
Sorry, you're talking about cowboy boots.
I have to respect the cowboy.
She's a rockin' hard cowgirl. And look, after a big concert, she's got to go out and milk some cows.
Okay, but why is it two separate tones? Why is it the black and then the brown?
Because that makes it a little more exciting.
It's that exciting cowgirl
it's
look.
Exciting cowgirl, you know? Is she gonna ride a horse? Is she gonna lasso me into her arms? Like, Mako, you're just extremely powerful.
You gotta respect it, I guess.
Exactly.
You see, I have the issue of it gives me the vibe of a cowgirl who's never actually worked on a farm, but pretends she does. Like, it's like that country rock vibe of, you know, those dudes who are like, you know, I'm just real down to earth and then like lives on a ranch that they don't actually do any work on.
Absolutely. Though, counterpoint.
Yes.
She always wanted to be a country singer, but her agent never let her do it. And so her wearing her boots is a small rebellion. She's like, I get that I'm a holographic pop star, singer, rock girl, but what if I just strummed that good guitar and talked about fucking tractors?
That actually...
Sorry for the bad nasty word.
Fucking tractors and scarecrows. Let's do it. It's the goddamn scarecrow again.
It's not the scarecrow.
That actually does recontextualize it because it's a very classic rock and roll sort of vibe.
It is.
Rock and roll and country, two sides of the same coin. She's really just expressing that inner country vibe.
She just slap a cowboy hat on her and she's good to go.
You've brought a new context to this character, a new layer of depth.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to add to the zeitgeist.
We here have never engaged, at least I've never engaged in the Vocaloid fandom in my entire life.
I have definitely engaged.
Okay, I haven't. So this is my engaging with the Vocaloid fandom by coming in and shaking shit up.
We're here to make new Vocaloids, trendy Vocaloids, cowgirl Vocaloids, really just expressing the modern life.
Yeah. I would say the design has one huge success to it.
Yes.
Which is that there's a lot of horny fan art of it. And like, for a design to really like prompt that work, there's something you got to respect there.
Bold of you to say horny is a success.
Well, okay, so we were talking about an anime character here. And like, the outfit herself, her base form is not inherently like ridiculously horny. But there's something there that's caught the eye of the viewer.
I can tell you what it is.
What's that?
Titty.
Yeah, okay, that'll do it.
low cut top. Them just go for it.
People love the titty, it's true.
You've opened the gates.
First episode of the podcast, we're talking about the titty. It's going good. Would you overall call the appearance of her a successful appearance? Or would you call it a negative?
Ooh.
Are you a fan?
Look, since we've put it in the context of Rocket Cowgirl, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Like, literally, she's just missing that hat. And then she'd be perfect.
The hat could add so much. And even there's a theme of like this classic vibe, even down to the microphone, which...
It is very classic.
It is that like 60s rock and roll sort of vibe. Like the mic stand that you can kind of do the cool leans with.
So, she could do like an Elvis cover and it would be better than the original.
Without question, are you kidding me? Take that, Elvis stands. So I think overall, that's a positive in the personality trait then, yeah?
No, that's a positive in the appearance.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say, appearance. Thank you very much. I'm just going to take a little note on my laptop here. Positive.
I trust you to keep all these records.
Oh boy. What could go wrong? So that means, since we're both in agreement on the positivity of the appearance,
it's very positive.
We've got to check personality.
Oh yes.
Do you want to take the lead on personality?
Oh yes. I dug deep into repressed memories. And you do just forget how most of the fandom, like when they did those like little MMD like videos with the models moving around with these jerky 3D models, she'd always have like a bottle in her hand. And it really just drove home the idea that everyone just thought she was a high functioning alcoholic.
Because, you know, alcoholism is funny.
Yep. Haha, guys. Nice one. Nice one. Though on a lighter note, I do like the idea that she is like a big sister to all the other Vocaloids. Like that's just wholesome.
Yeah.
That's just nice.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, like, the sort of the multiple sides to it, which is quite good.
The other Vocaloid are, like, her rowdy children, and she is the rowdy mom. So she doesn't really keep them in check, but she is here to have fun.
Listen. You gotta have fun. It's all that matters.
You gotta have a good time.
Yeah. So I got a couple notes, personality-wise. We were given very little by the official release, which just made our jobs hard. This is great. Love it. I did find that the doujinshi, Meika Hikoshiki Hatsune Mix, did offer some insights into her. Yeah, well, that's right.
You want to say that one more time?
That's right. We're in the doujinshi corner here now.
Oh my God.
It is Meika Hikoshiki Hatsune Mix. I've probably butchered that, but you know, I'm doing my best. I'm trying. No,
neither of us speak Japanese, so we will destroy these names. I am so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Apparently, she is portrayed as older than the other Vocaloids, which makes sense given the early release.
Yes.
2004, great year for anime, but it means you're older than the rest of the Vocaloids. So you are like middle-aged, older sister, like you said, kind of a motherling kind of figure.
She's middle-aged.
That's how she's portrayed in the doujinshi, and I'm willing to take the doujinshi as canon.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. Listen. Anime characters.
She looks like late 20s at the most.
I'm just saying what the comics are telling me,
just
you know?
Go off, I guess.
Going off right now. I did notice that she is often portrayed holding sake because alcoholism is very fun and it's very good to make jokes about constantly.
No, it's not.
Please stop. Again, first episode, we're coming in with the hot takes. Just stop with that, folks. Stop it. Get some help. The fandom, from what I can tell, is in strong agreement about her, is that she does love to party.
Yes.
Like the Venga bus. We like to party. We like to party. Yeah.
I got no response. I'm just disappointed.
I do want now some kind of Mako Venga bus cover. That's sort of what I'm looking for.
Naturally.
Often drunk, but caring. Like that, like you said, that party sister.
Yeah,
you know?
It's party sister.
Party sister.
I just have to ask a quick question here. Are we going to get into ship discourse?
I haven't prepared for this, but please tell me.
Well, see, like, a lot of people are like, a lot of people, actually, no, I don't know the ship discourse on this. It was either she was shipped with Miku, which age difference there, or shipped with Kaito, who you will find out in our next episode, which look is forward. Like awfully hetero of you, but go off, I guess.
How dare you, frankly.
It's cool.
It made sense. They were released at the same time. Well, you know.
Fine, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, I've heard some stuff about Kaito. We'll get into that in the next episode. Tune into our next episode, folks.
We're already plugging the next episode.
Yeah, Kaito discourse coming this way. The other thing I learned about was something called Sakine Meiko, which is Meiko but 16.
Yes, right. I did see that. She's like a younger version of herself and even more idle.
Yeah, it kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of like necessarily just the de-aging of characters.
I think the whole point of that was to go along with her voice bank, which was just a touch higher than her older voice bank. And so then she was making
a new character, folks.
Basically, they saw the success of Miku and were like, what if we made her but Miku?
Hatsune Meiko. Yes, Hatsune Meiko. Excellent.
Close enough.
The only other note I had on Sakine Meiko is she wears UGG boots.
Now that's fashion. Now we're talking fashion. I'm sorry. We just have to bring OG Meiko down a notch.
Because Sakine Meiko is so good.
Sakine Meiko's rocking them Uggs. Like, she don't care.
Okay, concept.
Yeah.
Mix the two. Cowboy Uggs.
Cowboy Uggs. Where's my cowboy Uggs?
If you have cowboy Uggs, contact us on social media, because we desire them.
Who said cowboys can't have warm toes?
Exactly. Sitting by the campfire, you know your feet get cold.
Exactly.
And Uggs are outdoor shoes.
Concept.
Hit me.
Fur-lined cowboy hats.
I wasn't ready for where that sentence was going to go. I thought it was going to go in one direction, but you really just shifted it on me. And I'd call this a paradigm shift, because this is something new.
It's a beanie with style.
You
just put it on your head and you're A, ready to ride a horse, because that's some protective headgear right there. And B, you're going to stay warm.
Well, it makes sense. In the winter, sunshine can be quite bright, so it keeps your...
I'm talking about those long, lonely cowboy nights. When
you and your cow bros are just walking around.
When all you've got is your iPod and your collection of Vocaloid songs that you've downloaded through our MP3 YouTube converter.
That's when you can get
your
fur-lined cowboy hat to keep you safe. I think we can make this. TM. We can make this a thing. Yeah. Good. Patent this. Zane, get on it. That's an unhappy face. So personality for Meiko, I'm going to call it a negative overall from myself.
It's not the best.
I'm not a big fan of, alcoholism. It's not my vibe.
Yeah, no, I really like the idea of older sister, sort of sibling sort of vibe, but she doesn't lean into it.
Doesn't lean into it enough. No, there's not enough supporting evidence. You
need to talk to her director. Like, I just think her skills could be brought up a notch. I'm just disappointed.
Could be brought about better, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Breaking news. I did find a blog post. Shout outs to Amino user Kulnoza, who has amassed together a list of personality traits.
Oh, yes.
For a number of Vocaloids.
Yes.
Did you know Amino has a huge Vocaloid fandom?
That's really unsurprising. Because I only know it from, like, back when I was like younger and I'd watch all those anime YouTubers, and they'd be like, join my club on Amino Apps. And I'm like, Amino Apps even. And I'm like, I'm not that much of a nerd.
I'm too
cool for that.
I'm not ready for this yet.
That's a step too far.
Now, this post does bring about a new, interesting alternative take on Meiko.
Mm.
It's that she is strict and motherly. She will not hesitate to reprimand the younger Vocaloids and talk sense into them. Now, that's a very interesting... She is an alcoholic because of crippling depression. I didn't read through this whole thing. That's unfortunate.
Okay, so ignoring that last part, the top part, also bad.
Yeah.
Incorrect, wrong, fake.
I think there's just no real good consensus on Meiko. Other than alcoholic, there's not a good consensus.
I know.
And that's not a good consensus.
That's not a great consensus. Hey, 2007 Vocaloid fandom, do better.
So yeah, here's our thoughts then, I guess. For personality, it is a negative.
That's a negative.
So we have to rely on the voice to be the tiebreaker.
She better make it good.
I'm going to go first. with the voices.
Of course, here she comes up on the stage. Look, there she goes.
There she is. There she is. She's our first song. It is Mako's version of White Snow Princess, a Vocaloid classic.
Oh, yes.
So Snow White Princess is it's a Project Diva classic. It's been done by most Vocaloids.
Oh yes, it is important to note that I think one of the main reasons Vocaloid got so popular was because of the Project Diva games.
Yes, so they are vital.
That Sega released, you could like make little music videos with your fave Vocaloids, and everybody just went dang feisty over that.
They loved that shit.
They loved that
shit. It's good. So here's my hot take about this one, and this is a brave one. I think Mako's version is better than Miku's.
I'm sorry, we have to stop the podcast. I'm sorry.
First episode, and we're cancelled.
Literally, I'm canceling JT right now. Nope, stop talking into the microphone. Stop that.
Zane, turn me down.
Quick, Zane, shut up his mic.
Look, hear me out. Hear me out here. Mako has a power to her voice, especially in those lower ranges.
That's true. That's
that
true.
That really makes her stand out. Yes. Like, that voice, I was listening around, it does not work higher up.
No.
As soon as it goes high, this is an alto voice. And in its first release was made to be a professional, standard, like, straight voice, right? But it works best at its low notes, which is then why it beats Miku in the song.
No, you're putting them in two different races. You're putting an orange against a banana. It just ain't like that.
It ain't like that?
Like, no, I do like that song. And I think it goes with what we said. Mako has a rock vibe.
100%.
And that song has a rock vibe to it. And so her voice suits that really well. She's a rock star. But Miku is a pop star.
Yeah. So do you think it's a case of the song does not suit Miku then?
The song does not suit Miku. It suits Mako, and I do like her voice in the lower ranges.
Yes, 100%.
That's something you don't often see with femme characters.
No, they don't go alto a lot. It's often like just the highs, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my opinion on that.
Okay, excellent. Let's hear your song. That's the tea?
That's the tea. I will get my song up.
Please. What's it called?
This song is called Break It, Break It! Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark.
There's no exclamation mark before the first Break It, so that one is said softly, but the second one is said feistily.
Break it, break it! I appreciate the edgy tone you've gone for that one.
I mean, it's Vocaloid. How can you not go edgy?
Sometimes you just got to be edgy.
How can you not just think of yourself at 15 sitting in your room going, God, I don't know what they're saying, but it's so emotional.
Mako called me worthless and it was great.
Yeah, of course you thought it was great.
So, I got to say, I think it's definitely, that's actually a good example of her voice struggling at the higher notes.
Yep, definitely.
In the chorus, she goes high and it just does not hold up quite so well.
I didn't think it was too bad.
It wasn't bad, but I think that's because they layered the voice in a very particular way.
That's true.
It didn't sound like it was just one Mako going. It sounded like they'd layered the vocals.
You mean they cloned Mako? They cloned Mako and then they put them all in a box and then told them to sing. This is Vocaloid cruelty. Don't layer your Vocaloids.
Wait, hang on. What? Layering voices is tradition.
No. Because you're just stacking them on top of each other. And then
are we Vocaloid rights activists?
I'm everything rights activist, first of all.
Okay, yeah.
But first and foremost, I am a Vocaloid rights activist.
That's the most important word. I didn't go to Pride today because I was busy thinking about Vocaloids.
What else were you doing, nerd?
Study.
Nerd.
I'm doing a podcast about Vocaloids instead of writing my assignment, which is really just a good place to be at.
That's a thick nerd layer.
Those are the words you used, huh? You went there. I'm going to direct us back away from that.
Good idea.
To quote John Mulaney, there's a lot to unpack there, so let's just throw away the whole suitcase.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Snow White, not Snow White, Snow Princess, the voice.
Yes.
Of Mako.
Yes.
I think it is important that we have to factor in the weakness of it when it goes high.
No, you're right. 100%. 100%. Like, she's good for the lower notes.
She's very powerful in the lower notes.
She's so powerful.
She's just such a strong Vocaloid. I love my powerful wife.
She jumped me in an alley and just crushed all six of my ribs.
You might want to get that checked out. Both the number of ribs and the crushing of them.
Nah, I'm fine. It's good.
It's fine.
It's G.
It's fine. Which I think means that we kind of left with a mixed result for Mako, right?
I think we are. Like, on the outside, pretty damn good. Pretty good.
But doesn't stand up to, like, extended listening.
No.
Doesn't have the flexibility other Vocaloids may contain.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So.
Where are we going to put it?
Well, the issue is, this is the first one we're reviewing, so she's automatically both the best and worst Vocaloid at the same time.
But if we were going to put her on a scale of 1 to 10.
Probably like a 6 or a 7.
That's very generous. I was going to go 5.
I mean, I'm a generous person.
You are. You're very kind and soft, and that's why you will not last this podcast.
I'll be dead by the end of this.
Vocaloids will consume you.
Well, so the thing is, right, the reason I've got is like the positive look is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, she do look good.
Now, the negative of the personality would bring it down to like to that middle, if not a bit low. But having a mixed result, it lets brings it just above the middle mark.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, I'll say 6. I'll stretch to a 6.
We'll give it a 6 out of 10. And officially, objectively speaking, Mako is the best Vocaloid of all time and also the worst Vocaloid of all time.
Incredible. Incredible.
What a beautiful time we live in. I think that's it for this episode in that case. We've ranked it. We've given her a number. And we're ready to go. So what I would say is thank you all for listening through this entire trash fire. I hope you listen to another episode because we're going to have a lot of fun making this show.
I just hope you got like a couple of chuckles.
Just a few giggles. I hope you're having a giggle, mate. And all of you take care. Check us out on our social medias. I believe we're going to be having a Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. Find us around the place and listen to more podcasts on That's Not Canon.
It's a good channel. Check it out.
Follow us on Spotify, please. Leave reviews.
Please follow us on Spotify. Bye.
Excellent.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.